Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. Email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Swanee River.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and it is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. Before I bring Wayne aboard and we can have our usual spirited discussion, I do want to tell you what the music was last week. As always, I've been doing my son's theme song as the first music cue, followed by the classic comedy song, Junk Food Junkie. We had the Grammy Hall of Fame original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine by the late, great, oh, why am I blanking on his name? Oh, I'll get it before we forgot. TV theme was Bewitched. I Got You, Babe was by Sonny and Cher, which was produced by Phil Spector. We had the acoustic version by The Coors of Everybody Hurts, which was originally done by R.E.M. And then we had R.E.M.'s own Losing My Religion. And, of course, I always have Elvis. And this week, in fact, was the 33rd anniversary of his death. It's hard to believe he died 33 years ago on August 16th. Song we had was his Vegas version of I Just Can't Help Believin', which was originally done by B.J. Thomas. Okay, who did? Why are we blanking on this? Richard?
Marvin Gaye.
Come on. Do you know, Wayne?
Marvin Gaye?
Yes, thank you very much. Marvin Gaye. Oh, gosh, that's, like, pathetic. Thank you, Wayne.
Not pathetic. You've got so much on your mind, Bruce.
No, I'm sorry. It's pathetic. It is time to introduce Wayne and have him join our show. He is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back.
I already feel so much a part of the show this morning.
I don't know about you, but I truly look forward to speaking with you each week. Seeing you for men's work, I can do without because you challenge me too much, but on the air, you're actually polite.
Well, distance does that. So it's like the relationship I used to have with my mother. We got along just famously on the phone.
And then when you went to visit?
Well, that was another matter. But then I grew up, and I let all that anger go, which is part of my journey, actually part of a lot of men's journeys, letting go of the anger they have towards their mothers. It's an important piece of the work we do. But that's for another day.
Well, we're talking about gender roles on today's show, and ironically, and the change in gender roles and expectations, ironically, one of the things that I think differentiates men and women is how they display their affection. You and I always display our so-called affection for each other in joking ways, in put-downs, in sarcasm. Women don't tend to do that, and it is just a gender difference. You might say to me, boy, Bruce, you really look like crap today, and have you gained weight recently? And I would laugh, and we'd hug each other, you know, to greet each other. Can you imagine two women, one say to the other, hey, honey, have you been gaining weight?
Yeah.
That's one of our differences.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that men do that, I think it's getting us ready for battle. We're testing each other and busting each other's chops. And I don't think we think about it consciously very much, but it prepares us, it toughens us. Are we on the same page? You know, do we have each other's back? Can we take a joke? Are we ready to go into battle? So it's important that men do that, and it is a way that we bond, and women do not communicate that way. That is not fun for women, and the problem for a lot of men is that they treat their women like men, and
yes,
they get into trouble.
Yes, my wife still has a hard time with my sarcasm.
Well, it's not very funny, Bruce.
Oh, come on.
All right, good.
When it's at your...
at my expense?
Yes, it's always funny.
I welcome it.
Anyway, listen, in your many men's groups, your retreats, and the men's work that you lead in the groups, how have you seen the gender roles change? That's kind of question number one. I'm just going to put them all out there, and then we can just debate them. And what do you see men bring up as issues that may not have been on men's minds a decade or two ago?
Another thing that you had mentioned earlier to me was, how is life different for our sons and daughters? And you know, a lot has changed, and you wrote about it recently in your column. And society has shifted, and feminism has affected men, and everything that was in response to feminism over the last few decades. And in spite of all of the changes, I still think that we have some of the same old issues. I think what's happened in over the years is that because of the changes in Title IX and a lot of most men's organizations being ruled illegal, that men are more isolated now.
Can you explain something to me? How can the men's organizations be ruled illegal, but women's organizations aren't?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Why is there a black congressional caucus, but the idea of a white congressional caucus would be considered racist?
Well, listen, you know, look, that's for your political show. You know, the fact is that white males have ruled for a long, long time.
Well, stay with the male and female one then, because I really don't want to do politics because I can't do it well.
You'll lose all three people listening.
Well, half of them at least.
Now men have no place to gather, very few places to gather. I think the Masons are one of the few places where it's just men. And so the problems now that have mounted over the years around men in the workplace, you know, more men lost their jobs with the recent recession than women, all the issues that are facing men, they've grown, and they have fewer places to go to ask for help and get support. And so depression is up, divorce is up, rage is up. And that's one of the things that's happened now, and that's a real difference between the men and the women.
Please, I want to emphasize, because it's in the column that people may not have read, the point you referenced is during this recession, men have lost far more jobs than women. That is significant. So I know, because of my own groups with you and other groups that you're part of, that we have men that are not working at present in our circle, and their wives may be working, and it is certainly affecting their relationship in, I think, a more significant way than if it were reversed. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we have learned over the years to value ourselves based on our success in the workplace. And so our egos are much more attached. And I think in some ways it's why sometimes it's much easier for women to succeed in the workplace. Maybe they're not making as much money as men. There's a lot of other issues going on. But I sometimes feel like they're freer to risk because their egos are not on the line the way men's are. Not that they don't have incredible responsibility, single moms, and they have to do so much, but it seems that they have less of an obstacle, that obstacle of tying their self-worth to their success.
Okay, I think that is so fundamental. I thank you very much for bringing that up. It is really, goes back to the very first thing we said, by the way, we're almost out of time, that inherently we're different. So the challenges and the difficulties in the workplace are obviously going to be equal for men and women, but its impact on men and women is going to be different. And that's
Absolutely.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
You're having a retreat coming up in Santa Barbara, but I wish we had time because I'd like you to tell a little more about how some of these issues may be present at the retreats. But since we're nearly out of time, please do tell us about the retreat and where men and women can reach you should they want to.
Our annual Men's Weekend, our Initiation into Manhood, is happening October 1 through 3 in the Santa Barbara area. You can find out all the information for that and register for it at bettermen.org. And you can find out about all the other stuff that we're up to, helping men to be better fathers and husbands.
Plus, there's a new dimension to your work that involves community service, for which I am very proud and pleased that you're doing that as well, Wayne.
Yeah, it's good to give back.
It always is good. Well, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, and I'll see you Monday night.
Thank you, Bruce.
I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. It's time for a break, because I was going to say something about Twitter. We'll be right back.
No trouble. Oh. trouble I see. There will be peace in Leviathan.